Blog Talk Radio.
Changing up the tunes a little bit, everybody, in the month of October. It's Halloween, Halloween, whatever you want to call it. It's, you know, what can you say? A little bit of fun with Oingo Boingo. It's a dead man's party. Who could ask for more? Well, I'll tell you what, man. Jack Enright and his mom, Ann Enright, are always asking for more. Check it out, man. Without further ado, let's get on. It's a good day for the cross with JoJo Wardrummer. Segment one, Rocktober, light year. What do I mean by light year? Because Jack Enright, everybody, is moving at a light year speed of to his recovery. Awesome news coming up right now. Jack, is this you on the horn on the War Jumbo hotline?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Jack.
Hey, Ann, how are you? Yeah, I know you are. This is cool, man. Are you guys at home in the Carolina?
Yeah, we're at home right now.
Very cool, Jack. Hey, Jack. So some people may not know of what's going on. Some people have been stuck under a rock, and then Jack's been moving rocks out of his way, moving boulders out of his way, climbing that mountain, and now he's strolling, man. Everybody, Jack, give everybody like in a nutshell, get everybody a quick update on who Jack Enright is.
So just a quick recap. March 4th, this past March 4th, during a lacrosse game, I broke my neck and had a spinal cord injury. Now it's been almost 8 months, and I've made a lot of good progress. I have a lot of movement, and I'm during the time of the injury, I was paralyzed from, like, chest down. I didn't have any core movement or leg movement or anything. Could barely feel my legs and stuff. So it was a really bad situation. But thankfully, with a lot of hard work and a little bit of luck, I've been able to take some steps and stuff. I've been walking around with crutches a bunch and just working hard in therapy and just hoping for the best.
Very well put. Except for I beg to differ on one little spot that you just said there, Jack, where you said with a little bit of luck. I don't think it's any luck, man. I think you and your family have the drive to thrive when it comes to your just more than just survival mode, man. You're like rocking and rolling, Jack, man. That's no luck, brother. That's like your Facebook says. Pray for it. Pray for Jack Enright, huh?
Yeah, I appreciate it. It means a lot.
Yeah,
you're
welcome. Yes. Hey, Ann, just to let you guys know, everyone, I finally got to meet, Jack Enright's been on my show before, him and his family and his coaches, anybody that wishes to call in and say hey to Jack right now, feel free to do so. Jack Enright, you guys, I finally got to meet him in person, him and his wonderful family and his awesome mom at the Casey Powell World Lacrosse Foundation down out of the, in Florida this past summer. And the video is going to be coming out soon. Okay, we're just working on some stuff. Jack Enright is banging the drum away. Jack, was it fun playing the drums? Me and your mom pushed you, and you did it. You did a good job.
Yeah, once I found my rhythm, it was pretty cool. They sound pretty great.
They're fun. It was a lot of fun. People like you, JoJo, helped Jack a lot, so thank you. You guys are out there encouraging him and motivating him and inviting him to real situations. It's a lot of fun, so thank you.
You're welcome. I thank you too, because we all need some sort of therapy to and from each other, and your energy as well, and Jack's too, because when we were talking about speaking of the drum at the Casey Powell World Lacrosse Foundation's Go Speed Lacrosse tournament that he had, Ann, you were telling me that you were trying to figure out on how to get his hand motor skills as well going on, and the drum was good. Was some not only fun for Jack and everything like that, but it made him work, it made him breathe a little strong, but it also helped you, Jack. Tell everybody about what you need too, because your upper body needs, and your arms and your hands needed some practice too as well, right? And everybody know even like the struggles that you had to do and you have to endure to even do that.
Oh yeah, the level of my injury of my spinal cord, a lot of the nerves run into my arms and hands. So as far like my finger function and dexterity is kind of lacking right now. And so it's really hard to kind of move stuff around. And those drums, I was tired after a little bit. It's actually a surprisingly good workout. So it was really fun, and it was a little workout as well. So that was a good time.
Hey, JoJo, I think I told you that Jack was driving, too.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to bring up next. Yeah, go ahead.
So he's driving with hand control. So I just wanted you to know that's kind of where he drives with a modified car now that has hand controls for gas and brakes. So it just, he doesn't always want his mom telling him what to do, like probably speaking right now. But you telling him... to pick out the drumsticks was, helpful because he'll do it for you. But he doesn't want to, listen to me. But he's out there driving on his own and doing things. So that was awesome that you made him play the drums, or encouraged him, I should say. Took him out of his element and showed him he could do it.
Yeah, right on. Yeah, Jack, you were a little bit hesitant, JoJo and your mom saying, get that drum going. And then we talked you into it, and I'm glad it paid off in all the right ways. And Jack, how was your experience driving home yesterday for pretty much a new style and everything like that?
It's not that bad. The difficult part is getting my wheelchair in and out of the car by myself. It's just kind of a load, kind of throwing it out. But once I get that down, it's not going to be too bad. I mean, the hand controls are pretty darn simple. It just has a system of levers, so when you pull it has a little knob on it, so when you pull it towards you, it just pushes the gas down, accelerates, and then when you push away from you, it pushes down the brake, and so it just slows you down a little bit. So it's really not that tricky to get a hold of, but it's really good because I need a little bit of freedom again to get around where I need to whenever I want.
That your mind, not just over matter, but mind and matter, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Wonderful. Jack, are you still at any time so far since March keeping in touch with your lacrosse buddies from your high school team and such?
Oh yeah, definitely. The kids on my lacrosse team are some of my best friends, and they have been for a long time. So I see them every day. I ride to school, to and from school with one of them, And so we see each other every day and we talk, and I just got off the phone with my coach a couple hours ago. So we're all still in good terms.
Very, very, very fun stuff. Do you plan on this coming spring season in 2016, do you plan on going to a game here and there for your team, with your team?
Yeah, that's what we were talking about. He's trying to we're trying to find out a way to get me on the field and help out with coaching and or at least managing the team somehow and give it a few pointers here and there. I'll definitely get all the games at our high school and stuff, and I love to support him and help out. They at the end of the season, it was pretty cool. Since I was gone when they took the team pictures, they actually cropped me in the middle of it from my previous year's photo. So that just kind of shows
awesome.
The family we have for the lacrosse team.
Very cool. I can't wait to see the postings of this coming year of 2016 with you and your team and you getting down to business on the sidelines, coaching your fellow teammates and classmates, huh? That's going to be fun stuff, Jack. I think that's going to be a lot of fun for you, too.
Yeah, I can't wait. I've been itching to get involved back with the team and stuff. So it'll be really great to just help out with calling some plays or just hanging out with my friends on the field again.
Right on. So what else is going on with Annan, right? Because Jack, your mom was telling me that she's like been doing a lot of wrapping up a lot of other interviews. You know, this is you know it's a good day for lacrosse with JoJo Wardrummer, and you know we'll be simulcasting within the next 24 hours on MLL Radio, Laxo Radio Experience on TuneIn and iTunes and such. But we'll stretch out our hand a little bit here, stretch out our arm, just like an extended arm of a lacrosse stick. And Ann, let everybody know that you've also been doing, you guys been doing interviews and everything like that with other companies and such too, huh?
Oh, yes, it's time for me to get back in the workforce for sure. So, you know, I don't know if I could have done it 2 months ago or a month ago, but it is time now, and so I have been, and hopefully, you know, I mean, Jack's going to be spending some time alone and independent, and he can't wait for me to get back to work, so, yeah, it's all good. Listen, we appreciate so much you and everybody in the lacrosse community, just, you know, if anyone ever gets injured, just having that support or just, you know, it's great, and that helps them, you know, rebound and deal with the limitations they have until they get as good as they're, you know, and keep trying, and that's what Jack's doing. So thank you, JoJo.
You're welcome, man. Hey, Jack, I want to touch base with you again. Okay, not touch base, but let's just say I want to grab the lacrosse stick again with you at the same time, because what I'm trying to do, everybody, is I'm trying to use different cliches, different terminology in the sports world. So I slipped up right there, and I said touch base. We're not going to do like other like baseball cliches or anything like that. You know, we're going to start doing some lacrosse cliches. So I'm going to say instead of touching base, it's going to be like let's grab the same lacrosse stick and let's touch the lacrosse stick and say, Jack, so what are you going to do on these interviews with your mom or anything like that? Like, elaborate a little bit more on what your mom just said, because we also need to know about how do we get that, and also how do we get in touch with Jack as far as like helping you out financially. Like, where do we go to the Facebook page of Pray for Jack Enright or what? Because it's expensive.
It is, and we're actually going to send Jack to another month of therapy at Shepherd Center next summer and try to get him some help over Christmas break again and therapy, and that stuff's not covered. But we still have the GoFundMe page. Search Jack Enright. We will be starting a Help Hope Live page. It's helphopelive.org, and that will be set up tomorrow probably. And that's a tax-deductible page. And so it has corporate matching and is tax-deductible. And right now the GoFundMe, if you search Jack Enright, is still up. And, you know, we certainly do appreciate everything and anything, but the moral support, too, is just more than we can thank everybody for.
Yeah, you get the moral support and the financial support. And what about, you know, I got to ask. Wait, before I go to that, please say it again, because we probably cannot say that enough times and ingrain it enough times. Say the GoFundMe page again and what you plan on bringing up tomorrow, and maybe we could post it on the Facebook and and the Twitters and everything like that. Go ahead. What's the GoFundMe page again? If you just search GoFundMe and then search Jack Enright?
Yeah, Pray for Jack. Or Jack Enright.
Yeah, it's either one. It's either Pray for Jack or Jack Enright. But we're starting a Help Hope Live account, and it should be up tomorrow. And it's just kind of it's like a tax-deductible site, and it's kind of just another area for people to reach out and support if they can. And anything that anybody can donate is greatly appreciated. And we just can't thank everybody enough. Like my mom said, it's more than we can ask for, so we appreciate it.
And I'll send it to you, JoJo, on Twitter, too. But it's that one's helphopelive.org, and it's strictly for medical expenses and, like, rehab expenses, and it's tax-deductible. And like I said, it does corporate matching. So, I still need therapy going further, and thank you to everybody.
Right on, Adam, right on, Jack. And so, please tweet that out to me tomorrow or as soon as, you know, you get it. And then we'll get it out there as well. And even on Facebook it out there, and then so we can help get it out there even more. Instagram, Jack, to put it on Instagram as well, you know. Go for it. And I don't know if – I caught up to you on Instagram, Jack, so – you know, send it there too, then I'll help out with that as well. Every social media site we could do, just go for it, you know. And then, hey, dollar here, $5 here, $100 there, $200 there. I mean, and then tax refundable is good.
Yeah, it's huge. So thank you so much. And Jack, yeah, we appreciate it so much. He's doing awesome. He's getting up the stairs. If anybody hadn't seen it, he's sleeping in his own room every night, getting up the stairs and you know, using his crutches, and I just, you know, hopefully you guys will see him walking on his own one day soon.
Very good. Hey, Jack, when we were in Florida, your mom told me it was a funny story about you going up the stairs. Do you know what she told me about you going up the stairs, and you better get your butt on up there?
The first time. First time when or usually when my friends come over, we'll kind of hang out downstairs and they'll go upstairs and I'll sleep downstairs. But I guess I was getting kind of tired of it, and I think my mom could tell. So one day she's kind of snatched me up while I was watching TV, and she said, "Get your butt upstairs right now." And I didn't think I could do it because I did it at Shepherd Center, and it was really slow and it wasn't really working out, but. I'd made some good progress since then, so I gave it a try, and I've been going upstairs every night ever since, and it's amazing to sleep in my own bed and get some more of that freedom I was talking about, so it's really nice.
That's good stuff, man. Good stuff, man. Good stuff,
yeah.
Man. That's so cool. Hey, Jack, let everybody know your Twitter handle.
Yeah, so it's at Jack Enright 2. That's JACKENRIGHT, and then the number 2 with no spaces. So happy for anybody to give me a follow or anything like that.
So everybody, his Twitter handle is Jack Enright, and then the number 2, Jack Enright 2. And and speaking of which, JoJo War Drummers is at JoJo War _ drummer. That's at JoJo War _ drummer. Hey, Jack, what about your my Instagram's the same, JoJo War _ drummer. Instagram's the same, JoJo War _ drummer. Jack, tell everybody about your Instagram link, because it's a little bit different than Jack Enright 2, your Twitter handle.
Yeah, it is a little different. It's Jack _ Enright 2. So similar, but just an _ in between Jack and Enright.
Everybody, Jack_. Go ahead.
I think it was different, but I just changed it recently just so it'd be more similar to my Twitter. So Twitter is just Jack Enright 2, and Instagram is Jack _ Enright 2.
So everybody, hit up Jack on the Instagram. @Jack_Enright2. Hit him up on the Twitter @JackEnright2. Hit him up on the Facebook. And let everybody know the Pray for Jack Enright. I'll let you let everybody know about the Facebook site.
Yeah, so I've been banned from Instagram and Twitter from my boys, just so you know, so I don't think that counts for getting a little too involved on Facebook when they were in fifth grade. So the Facebook is what I'm, I guess, strictly limited to, and mine is Ann Buford Enright, or Ann Enright. You can find me, and I only update on Jack and the boys on that page. And then there's Pray for Jack, and that's Pray with a number 4, Jack Enright, and on the Facebook. And I think they take things off of my Facebook and post on there. So I'll let Jack handle the Instagram and Twitter, and I've decided to leave my boys alone and not get involved on that.
Jack, that is another funny story. You got your mom back on that one, huh?
That's a good one.
Yeah.
But, the other mom.
I got to tell you, Jack, though, man, I totally dig your mom, man. She's good stuff, man.
Yeah, she's quite the personality.
Mm-hmm. She is. She's totally awesome. Hey, guys, I don't know. My next segment is going to be with Ken Clausen, Lackstash Madness. So before I let you guys go, let me see if this is my boy right here, Ken Clausen, then I'll introduce you guys to each other real quick, and then we'll get on to him. But hold on real quick, okay?
Hey, JoJo, how you doing?
Who's up? Oh, it is. Everybody. Okay, Ken Clausen, how are you, man?
Good, how you doing?
Doing well, my brother. Hey, I'm getting ready to start your segment two. I'm calling it Lackstash Madness. But right now, I still have Jack Enright and his wonderful mom, and Buford. Check this out. I'll introduce you guys. Jack, this is Ken. Ken, this is Jack and his mom, Ann.
Yeah, it's nice to meet you, man.
Hey, how you doing, Jack? Hey, how's everything going?
It's going pretty good. Just sitting in the house right now and listening to the show.
That's great. And how's your health? How's the recovery going? How's everything going on that end? I've been reading about you and been thinking a lot about you, so I hope you're doing well.
Yeah, no, every day is an improvement. At therapy today, even showed some improvement on some different exercises. So it's just take some time and hard work, and just got to keep mentally strong and know that everything's going to work out in the end.
That's great, man. That's great. Well, I'm rooting for you. I'm glad I got a chance to talk to you here, but you know, wishing you the best, and, you know, yeah, keep your head up. Sounds like you're doing great, and, yeah, wishing you the best of luck, man.
I appreciate it. It means a lot.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you, Ken. Thank you, Jack, and thank you, Ann. Hey, Ann. Okay. Remember to and you too, Jack. Remember to Facebook me and Twitter and Instagram, so I could get it out there to the masses about the new GoFundMe, not the new GoFundMe, but the new fundraiser that you guys are doing. Okay.
Awesome. We will. And that's going to be for Jack's summer rehab and over Christmas break, trying to get him back in everyday therapy whenever he has breaks to get him to that next level. So thank you. And that should be set up tomorrow by 2 o'clock, I guess. I'm doing that. So thanks, JoJo.
You're welcome. Jack, thank you for coming on again. And I'm looking forward to talking with you again and meeting you again, once again in person, and then maybe even play some catch with you, huh?
Yeah, definitely. It's a pleasure to be on anytime. See you soon.
See you soon, my brother. Yes. You guys,
yes.
Talk to you soon, and I'll get you guys on again. And much respect, much love to you guys, man.
Yes.
From Mile High City.
Definitely. Thanks so much.
Right on. Everybody, Jackson signing off. That was awesome. Rocktober light year, Jack Enright moving at light year speed. Everybody, before we get on to Ken Clausen, we're going to do a quick little break here, but it's a cool little break. Hold on.
I just held my hand. Why don't people understand my intention?
October Halloween spiel into it, but I thought of the song because Lackstash Madness. Ken, this is serious stuff here, man. Okay, I seriously had a dream. Yeah, this is funny, dude. I had a dream that this song was on. Okay, and then I was on the show also with Lackstash last night. And
yep.
Last night I had a dream that this song was on, and then I can't grow a mustache. You know, I just can't. It's probably the native blood in me, but this song came on, and then all of a sudden I was growing a mustache. It's some kind of weird science that happened.
That's right, I believe it. That's a funky tune you were playing.
Right, that tune is a funky tune, man. It's good. It's a fun, cool song, man. It meshes well with Lackstash Madness, man, especially with that analogy that I just came up with. But it was a true story of my dream. Okay, right. Hey, Ken, we'll talk a little bit about Warrior Lacrosse. We'll talk a little bit about Ken Clausen and finally marrying his beautiful girlfriend. Well, not girlfriend anymore, but now his wife. We'll talk a little bit about that. But first, let's step into not you Lackstash Madness, the late great Randy Macho Man Savage used to say, "Stupid dude, screw him."
Yeah.
We're going to step into a 2-point, right? 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 Ken, we're going to step into the Lackstash Madness.
I love it.
What's going on with Lackstash Madness?
Yeah, you know, so Lackstash Madness, this is our seventh year doing this, this campaign. It benefits and supports the Headstrong Foundation, and you know, I run it along with the Headstrong Foundation, and we're off to our best start in campaign history. It's been absolutely unbelievable. Mm. I was just looking, and today we've raised over $50,000 so far, and we've got over 800 donors. We've got nearly 60 teams participating, and this is an event that just started October 19th. It extends through the months of November, and where teams, mostly college teams, but teams of all ages or anyone that wants to participate, growing their mustache out for between October 19th and November. And they set up a fan page on our website, which is lackstashmadness.com. And you register, set up a team, have your teammates join you, and you get growing and see if you can find family, friends to help support your mustache. And it's all going for a great cause. And so it's a fun way to create awareness and do something, really neat as a team. Like I said, the response from the lacrosse community has been just tremendous, and it's something that we know makes our sport so great and so unique. And it's been really fun to see this year. We've like I said, it's our seventh year doing it. We've grown each and every year. Last year in 2014, we raised $127,000 for Headstrong Foundation. You know, over 6 years, we've raised over $500,000 for the Headstrong Foundation. And this year, like I said, to be off to our best start is really cool. So things are going great, and we got tons of great prizes for the participants as they raise money, it's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of fun doing it and seeing it get off to a great start this year.
That's fantastic, everybody. It's lackstash.com. Find Ken Clausen, everybody, on Twitter as well. It's KC Clausen 27. That's KC Clausen 27. Hey, Ken, so let's touch base a little bit on what the details on how people to get involved. I know lax-madness.com, but let everybody know right now, like, what can they do? Because, for example, like, some people can't, like, I can't grow a mustache. There's a lot of women. Hey, some women can too. Hey, but a lot of women, some guys cannot grow a mustache. I mean, what can we do?
So that's a great question. And you know, men and women alike are encouraged to participate if they want to grow the mustache. We are not gender specific there, but you know, for those of you that can't grow mustaches, we have said whether it's a fake mustache or whether you want to draw on the finger stash and do things of that nature. There's always certain things you can do to have fun. We also, there's also the ability to just donate and support people that are fundraising. And so, on the website, you can either register as an individual part of a team or simply donate. But there's a lot of different ways. We've had teams of all ages participate in the past. There's a middle school in Charlottesville that, I worked with for years, throughout my college, career there. Sutherland Middle School, and they've participated, every year, and they would do a, these are middle school or elementary school, middle and elementary, and these kids can't grow mustaches, but they would have cornhole and do things to raise money for the foundation. So, you're welcome to get creative with it and do certain things. I think that, the most important thing, like I said, it's themed around mustaches and growing that, and it's the idea is to have fun, but I think the bigger point is that we're raising money for the Headstrong Foundation, which is just an absolutely incredible foundation, and the Kyle Lowry family is just remarkable, and they're extremely patient serving. They're hands on. They're active in the hospitals and in the community. They have Nick's House, which takes patients from around the country and houses them as they're trying to receive cancer treatments and things like that. And so the foundation that we're supporting is just one that really makes you feel good about what you're doing, and they really do make such an impact on so many lives. And so I encourage everyone to check them out at headstrong.org, and they're just unbelievable, top to bottom. You couldn't want to help a better group, and know what you're doing is really going to make an impact on people's lives. And so there's a lot of different ways to help support and do it, and it's like I said, we're off to a great start.
Fantastic stuff there, Ken. Hey, Ken, you're talking about headstrongfoundation.org, lax-madness.com. But check this out. I think it would be pretty cool. JoJo thinks it would be pretty cool if lax-madness.com and headstrongfoundation.org came together a little bit in the Mile High City and maybe had a Rocktober Stash Lax Fest, maybe have like a little mini tournament here, huh?
We would love to do that. Actually, this year was the first year where we actually had some colleges do a tournament and benefit, kind of like we were talking about, like a Lax Stash Bash or something of the sort to raise money for the foundation. And they kicked us off. I wish I could remember all the schools. I think it was Plattsburgh and there was two other schools. I forget. We have posted it online, but I wish I could remember. But they've been they came to us and wanted to do something to support the cause. They loved what we were doing, and we were so honored to have them want to support us. And so they got us off to just an unbelievable start before we started kicking off the campaign. And so that was a lot of fun. So it'd be great to do one like that here in Denver. We would definitely get a kick out of that, and it'd be a fun way to start the event. And, I'm with you. That'd be fun to do. We'll have to talk about that for next year.
Yeah, definitely. I'm 100% down to help out with that creativity-wise and everything. But I say one thing, though. Everyone, in that tournament next year that will happen, I say if you can't grow a mustache, they got to put some kind of mustache on as they're playing. Even the coaches on the sideline and even the parents and the family that are watching, even if JoJo's playing or if he's playing the drums on the sideline, we all got to have a mustache on, huh?
I like it. I think that'd be a good look for everyone.
That's cool.
I think there's so many people that they get a little nervous about growing the mustache. They think they're good. I think they always say they think they're not going to look good. And I'm afraid that they think people are going to think they look too good and they're going to have to keep it, you know? And it's a good look, you know?
There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to be a little Burt Reynolds or Tom Selleck or a little,
right.
little Ken Carson.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's a little scary. We'll go with
right?
Burt Reynolds, yeah.
Hey, Ken, let everybody know because, like, even when I see you, like during the summer or spring or anytime during the year, and then you and I take a picture, many times you put your finger between your upper lip and your nose. Let everybody know why you do that.
Yeah, the finger stash. You know, I got the mustache tattoo on my finger, and I got that actually. When did I get that? Maybe my freshman year of college. I actually got it in Colorado, in Boulder. So I was out here for the Vail tournament my freshman year at Virginia. And yeah, got that tattoo out of here. So that's been kind of a thing that stuck with me. And I guess literally, right? It's tattooed on my fingers. So
yeah.
That's not going anywhere. But yeah, that kind of started to grow this mustache thing. And, you know, one thing led to another. And that's why, you know, the mustache madness is kind of has continued to work. So, yeah, whether I got the mustache this time of year or it's later on, I always got a mustache somewhere, you know?
Very cool, man. Hey, okay, so I got a weird thing that you told me a little while ago. Okay, so
far. Let's not get too weird.
hey, weird science.
Yeah, right.
Yes. So $500,000, approximately $500,000 so far with this whole creation that you did, man, with your Lackstash Madness and everything like that. Now, is it kind of not weird, but kind of I should say ironic that as of so far right now it's $127,000 because your number is 27. Is that crazy or what?
Yeah, no, I'm with you. This the whole thing has kind of had some unique kind of coincidences, and you know, yeah, my number's 27, and you know, the founder of Headstrong, Nick Calabori, who, you know, who played at lacrosse at Hofstra, and he's the one who founded Headstrong. His nickname was Head, and he founded. He got diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and as he was going through treatments, he wanted to create a foundation to make a difference and make an impact and to help families. And so that's where Headstrong was founded. And unfortunately, Nick, you know, passed away, but his family, who's just unbelievable, has continued the foundation. And they've made just, like I said, a huge impact as we were talking about. But my point is that Nick was number 27, and he was also a defenseman. And he was from southeastern PA, which is where I was from. And so we had these, you know, similarities, these parallels with the numbers and the position and the location of where we grew up. We never knew each other. He was a bit older than I, but you know, what ended up happening is we partnered with Headstrong for this foundation. And, you know, the second year we did the campaign, we started on November 1st, and we decided that the next year, Pat Calabori, Nick's brother, who does just an unbelievable job with the event, he suggested, you know, why don't we start it on Nick's birthday? Nick's birthday was in October. I said, all right, that's great. It'll give us more time to fundraise. You know, it gives us a little more extra time. And I said, what's his birthday? He said, October 19th. And I said, Pat, you know, that's my birthday, right? That's my birthday as well. And so for Nick and I to actually share the same birthday and for us to start going through this and to find that out after the fact was really something neat. And then to kind of tie it all together, you know, as Nick was going through cancer treatments, he lost all his hair as he's going through chemo and everything. The one thing he could grow is his mustache. And, you know, during the last couple of months of which he was alive, he had a mustache, and it was a way for him to have some fun and bring some normalcy back to his life. And so for all these things to kind of tee up and work the way they have, and for us to have raised all this money by growing mustaches, it's really a tribute to Nick and to Headstrong and what they're able to do. And also for the lacrosse community, for us to unite around something like this. And, you know, we can't do it without the support of everyone else and people like yourself helping spread the word. And so it's been really great, really something special, and we're really excited to continue it going and to see that it's growing, and we're having a lot of fun doing it as well.
Wow. That's everybody, I want you to think right now that was some deep stuff right there. It really was, Ken. I mean, a coincidence? I think not.
Yeah, right? It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
It's pretty wild.
Wow, that's That is pretty cool. Everybody, like I say, man, it's a good day for lacrosse no matter what. And when things are going rough and when things are going hard and when things are going bad, the lacrosse community, we always it's a good day for lacrosse, not just to play lacrosse, but it's a good day for lacrosse, period. Meaning what we all just heard Ken Possum talk about and everything like that. All these meetups when you don't even know somebody, but then you know somebody, and if you don't know, then you're gonna know. It's pretty awesome, man. And then your whole thing you talked about, everything ties together about you coming to Boulder, Colorado, and when you were still a youngster in college. You're still a youngster now, but and everything.
Yeah.
And then you come to Denver, Colorado to live and to play for the Outlaws, and I don't want to get into that right now because I'm very upset because I want to see Ken Clausen on the field a lot more, man, because I know you've got what it takes to be on that field a lot more.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. Yeah, no, I'm working hard. I'm looking forward to the season, and it's a year which, you know, there's going to be a lot of changes. No matter which way you cut it, you know, it's an expansion draft, and at the end of the day, expansion is good for the league. And so, lot of teams got to make a lot of tough decisions on what to do. You know, keeping 12 guys in this league is, I wouldn't want to be in their shoes. You know, it's tough enough to try and, make the 23 protective roster. And so, it's going to be an interesting year with all the shakeups, but it's ultimately a good thing for lacrosse and a good thing for the league. And that's why we're all, playing, enjoying, trying to hope for the best for this league and keep it growing. And yeah, it's going to be a good year. It is.
That's right. That's right. This year and this coming year, always. Major League Lacrosse, it keeps getting better and better and stronger and stronger. Just when you think, like, it can't get any better, it can't get any stronger, and then it does. Every month, even off-season, Ken. Off-season is like there is no off-season, man, because maybe on the field, like literally on the field, playing an actual game. It's off season when it's not right now, but off season, man, it keeps on rocking and rolling, man. Ken, so before we get into other topics that we were going to talk about already, before what I mentioned about your marriage and such, let everybody know again one more time about lax-madness.com and how everybody could sport the stash, whether it's a real mustache or not a real mustache, and donate to this wonderful foundation that you're building to help cancer and the Head Strong Foundation. Just in a nutshell, what you had said.
Absolutely. I mean, so I'd encourage everyone to check out, go to www.lax-madness.com. The steps are easy. Grow a mustache. Sign up on our page. You can either join a team or create your own. Encourage your friends and teammates, coaches, participate along with you, and then try and get family and friends to help support your mustache. And the easiest way to do that is send pictures of how awesome you look with that mustache, and they'll want to support you either. I've heard some funny stories of people paying them to shave their mustache. So whatever it takes, but reaching out to friends and try and generate some money, and it's a lot of fun. We've got great prizes. The grand prize is to win some VIP tickets to some music festivals. There's your choice of one of three music festivals across the country. And, it's a really fun thing. It's helping a great cause. And check out the website. We got all the information you need there, and go have some fun with it. It's a lot of fun to do it. Never too late to sign up. We got more teams and participants every day. So, don't feel like you missed the boat. We're just getting started here.
And Ken, specifically, somebody gets a mustache and then they could help. Then they say, like, hey, help donate to my mustache to lax-madness.com.
Sorry, what was the question?
Oh, like say, for example, somebody gets I'll just take it for lax-madness.com for dummies, okay? Like, say somebody gets a mustache, this U13 kid gets a mustache, or JoJo Orger gets a mustache, and then they say, like, hey, how do donate to my mustache to lax-madness.com?
Yeah, you got it. So what you do is once you register your page, you're gonna have your own like individual page link, and so you would take that and distribute your page to friends and family. You can do it on social media. You know, you can follow us on social media. We're Lax Mustache. So check us out on Twitter and Instagram, and you'll see updates, and we'll keep you the status updates and all that good stuff. So, yeah, it's pretty, you know, simple and easy, and it's a lot of fun, and, yeah, you'll get a kick out of it.
Everybody, Jojo or whatever suggests you can also hashtag lax-madness.com, hashtag lax-madness, or just not.com, but lax-madness. Anyways, Ken, so you just recently got married, huh?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, my wife, Jenny, we've been together, you know, about, 9 years now. You know, we first met in high school and started dating freshman year of college, and moved out to Denver together, you know, as soon as it got picked up by the Outlaws. And so, yeah, a long time coming. But yeah, we had a blast having family and friends, and couldn't be happier about that. So, yeah, things are great. Things are great.
Very, very, very cool, man. I don't want to push it too hard, but any mini Jennies or little Kate Cossies coming around in time?
I don't think so. I don't think so. We got the time for that. We're still enjoying this part of our life and actually having our own lives for the moment. So, that's something down the road for sure, but yeah, we're in no rush to get there at the moment.
Yeah, take it easy, Jojo. Take it easy. I wanted to bring up your parents. I had the pleasure of meeting your parents many years ago, and they, it seems like they would be fantastic and awesome and fun loving grandparents.
They're a ton of fun. My mom's license plate actually says "Have fun." That's her like life motto there. So, yeah, they have a good time. They're a ton of fun, a lot of energy. They love going to music festivals and concerts, and so that's always been big in our family. We're actually going on our family trip. We have a family trip we do every year, and we go on this cruise. It's called Jam Cruise, and it's a music festival on a cruise ship. It's just my parents and Jenny and I go, my brother, and we have a total blast doing that with them. And so yeah, they're a blast. They're great.
Awesome. That's totally awesome. Yeah, and I know that's true. Okay, we're almost to wrap up. You know, hey, whoever just called in, you could call back in. I had one of the Japan player that was going to call in, and I think he lost his signal, so I'm kind of bummed. So we'll reschedule you, Taka Yoshikogi. We will get back to you. We'll get you on again. You must be having just must got lost reception or something like that. So we'll get you on again, my friend, and we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out, Takayuki. We'll figure it out. But Ken. So we're going to wrap up this show here, but I can't let you go without JoJo's hidden trick question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's just say on something that I 100% hope better not happen, but let's say you end up playing for the Atlanta Blaze or some other team. What are you going to do when you hear the war drum rolling, and if
yeah. I think I'll get a little bit confused. I'll think you'll be drumming. I think I'll be on your same team. You know, I've been an Outlaw for so long. I think at least when looking at you, I think you'd be drumming for me. So maybe that's what I'll do. Is if I see you drumming, I'm just gonna imagine that it's happening for our team. You know, I'm used to thinking that way, anyways. You know.
There you go. There you go. That's cool, man. It's gonna be like not only war drum roll, but the warrior war drum roll, huh?
That's right. You know it. We'll see. Let's hope I'm an outlaw. Let me know.
Yeah. Very fun stuff, man. So, Kenya, any last party words for the masses on my radio show with NLR Radio and Maximum Radio Experience?
Yeah, well, I'd just say, hey, thanks a lot for having me on again. It's great talking to you. And forgot to mention when I first got on, but happy belated birthday. Yeah, happy birthday, JoJo.
Oh, cool. Thank you, Ken. Okay, man, it's not. It's kind of rare that I'm lost for words, but thank you.
Yeah, very cool.
Very cool. Thank you, Ken, man. That's awesome. Thank you so much. Everybody,
yeah,
hit up. Yes. Oh, real quick, your Twitter. Your Twitter handles, and your Instagram and stuff like that. Go ahead and give that a shout out.
Yeah. No, Twitter, I'm on at kclawson27, and Instagram kenclawson27. So, and like I said, the Lacrosse Mustache Madness. We're on both of those, Twitter and Instagram, at Lax Mustache. So check us out. Campaign's just getting going. We're looking to break our record of $127,000 last year, and we're off to our best start yet. So join the madness, have some fun. We've got the hashtag Respect the Stash, and yeah, look forward to seeing y'all with your mustaches.
Oh, there you go with the Respect the Stash. Hashtag Respect the Stash. Don't stash your stash, huh? Show it.
Yeah, you got it.
Right on, Ken, man. Ken, I know I do this a lot, but I want you to touch up for at least just a quick little something here. Because I said we would do it at the beginning of the show, and I put it on the thing. Warrior Lacrosse, anything new, situations going on with Warrior Lacrosse?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, one thing, we got a Lacrosse Mustache Madness line out right now. So we got a custom shaft with a mustache on it. We've got custom Burn Pro gloves with the finger stash on the finger, so you can score a goal and stick your finger stash up, or you can do the same with the shaft. We got mustache mini sticks. And we have this really awesome Evo 4 gray and neon green dyed head with the mustache print on the top of the head. So you can flash that up as well. So a lot of great mustache gear out right now. So keep a lookout for that. And a lot of great things to come from Warriors. There's a lot of exciting products in the pipeline that we're excited to bring out to the bring to the game. And so yeah, keep your eyes out. A lot of good stuff coming on.
Very, very cool, Ken, man. The War Drum Roll is ready for that.
All right.
Thank you, Ken, for your time. And I would like to thank Jack Enright and his mom, Ann, for their time as well. Everybody, hit it up. Hit him up, man. Hit him up. Hit up Jack Enright and his Facebook and Twitters. And hit up Ken Clausen, his Facebook and Twitters and Instagrams. And hit up JoJo as well, JoJoWar_drummer. Hit up Major League Lacrosse. That's their Twitter handle is MLL_lacrosse. Let's get them to 100,000, man, 100,000 plus on the follows, and hit them up on Instagram, Major League Lax. Let's have them surpass 100,000 as well. Their Instagram is Major League Lax. Thank you again, once again, Ken Clausen, man. You're my friend, and I'm happy to know you, and luckily enough to know your wife as well. And stay tuned.
Thanks, JoJo, man. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, brother. I'm gonna try.